Off-season is pretty busy, you know. I'm training 12:30 to 2:30. Then I'm going to my actual track coach. And we may do one or two workouts from like 4 almost to 6, 6:30. So, it's pretty busy. So about time when I get home around 7, you know, I'm pretty beat. Just looking forward to getting a good meal and, you know, just getting on my feet and resting.
Best one. Is that enough?
Mm-hmm.
This is my Jalen Mills room. It's probably my favorite room in the house. I started getting his pictures like his freshman year, of course, at LSU. But I'm waiting on my Eagles pictures to come in so I can put them up. But this is his jersey from Outback Bowl.
Sophomore year.
Yeah. These are the gloves he caught his first pick in. And these are, of course, his helmets and then his senior ball.
I think the SEC kind of prepped me a little bit going against the Alabamas, the Ole Miss, Arkansas. It kind of prepped me, you know, being in those big games, knowing that, you know, one single play, one error could cost you the game. So I made good plays last year, but I also gave up some. So now it's just me just going out there and trying to be more consistent in my style of play and even in my technique. You know what I mean? I feel myself out there. I'm a lot more comfortable. Not thinking so much of the process of being a rookie, you know, just not coming to the NFL. But for sure, just want to go out there and be the best cornerback on the field.
Training camp has been like, I think, a whole 360 for me as far as me being comfortable with the offense, knowing what I got to do, knowing what's required of me as a player. My approach is just taking my game to another level, mentally and physically, just wanting to be in the best shape of my life, wanting to know as many things I can know on the field. I think me coming in this year, knowing what's expecting me, knowing how good I want to be, having my goals and things like that, it's helped me tremendously.
Really, I feel like it's the mental part and really mostly off the field, studying the film, knowing all the plays and the playbook, and then before practice, you know, prepping my body to get ready to go 1,000 miles an hour in practice, because that's how I try to approach practice, because the way you practice is the way you're going to play.
The offseason is officially over, and the preseason now officially underway here at the hallowed grounds of Lambeau Field in Green Bay as the Eagles begin their preseason schedule against the Green Bay Packers.
Everything you work for is happening right now, man. Yeah. Everything you done sacrificed, everything you done gave up to get to this moment is right here.
Yeah.
Seize the moment, man. This is the first day that you're going to get a taste of this new secondary right here.
And just outside the 20-yard line. Randall Cobb, and he is wrestled down immediately. No gain on the play. Good job defensively on the outside by Mills.
Personal goals right now, you know what I mean, just win over this team. I want to win over the coaching staff, whether it's Coach Peterson, Coach Schwartz, Coach Unlin. I want to win over the defense. I want those guys to be able to trust me out there on the outside.
And if you like Jalen Mills, this is why. He's really competitive. And even though the ball's caught, he forces Devontae Adams to come back down the sideline and short of a first down.
I feel like you have to have that mental toughness. I mean, even now in camp, you know what I mean, everybody's still competing for a spot. And you feel like you have to rush and make a play, but I feel like you just have to stay patient, play your game, you know what I mean, and just stay mentally focused in the game.
I know that early in camp you guys said you didn't really know how things would shake out, but is that starting to come together a little more in your mind?
A little bit, you know, but then Smallwood got hurt, you know, and so he was out of the rotation for a little bit. So I think we still got to work through that.
Well, it felt good. I felt like I had fun today. I ain't been out here in a while, so it felt good to run around. It's frustrating a lot just not being able to be out there and get better with each and every rep
and it's definitely how I felt. I was coming into this camp and how I was working. It's got frustrated me a lot, but I think me paying attention, being more dialed in mentally, and I'm getting more time to study, more time to see things happen. So it's a disadvantage and it's an advantage to it.
I think you just got to take it day by day. You can't look ahead of the schedule. Once you get done the first day, it's all about getting yourself right for the next day. So I think I've taken that actually more serious this year, is having the same approach and just getting better every day, actually, and taking advantage of those days is the most important.